Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 75. I'm sitting here with Travis the Cockapoo episode. I don't have a title. I'll think of one by the time I post this. I promise, because I know you live for my titles. How are you? It's Thursday, February 16th. It's a rainy afternoon. Before I forget, I just listened to the Quilt Diaries. There are three of them, and the last one was recorded today, where I apparently forgot about the second one. So when I recorded today, I said Quilt Diary Day 2. But it wasn't. It was Day 3. So there you have it. The second Quilt Diary, the real second Quilt Diary, I recorded late at night. So I probably was dreaming or sleepwalking or something. I have to tell you, Jack's class, well, the seventh grade, went to Washington. They're in Washington right now. They went Wednesday morning very, very early. And the man took care of that as far as getting up at 5 to get Jack up at 5:15 to get to school by 5:45. The very idea just pains me. But I did not sleep very well because I was concerned that everyone was going to sleep through the alarm. So we had about 5 alarms set. But so I kept waking up to see what time it was. And then the alarms did go off and the man got up and got Jack up. And around 5:15, I finally hear Jack stumbling into the bathroom. And, you know, I fell back asleep briefly. And then at 5:35, I woke up and I could hear Jack in his room. I'm like, that means he's not even dressed. So I got up and kind of stomped out and said, Jack, it's 5:35. He said, oh, I'm getting dressed. No. And, you know, and it took me a long time to get back to sleep. I'm like, why? Why can't we just one morning get up and get out of here kind of thing? Because, you know, mornings are kind of a drag around here because Jack is 12 and a half, almost 13. He's really not 12 and a half. He's really a month shy of 13. And he's just hard to get up, and I feel like morning is just the worst. I hate mornings anyway. I mean, I'm not a morning person. I really don't hate mornings. I hate the first 10 minutes of my day. And then I get up and get a cup of coffee and then spend the next 20 minutes trying to get Jack out of bed. And we really just need to get harsh and say, I'm calling you one time, and if you don't get up, then, you know, we're going to, you know, take away your computer forever, or take your computer out back and shoot it 9 times, or whatever we parents are doing these days to deal with our children. Anyway, so I had a little trouble getting back to sleep, and then a little bit later, I heard something, someone in Jack's room, and it was like 6:05. I'm like, they missed the bus. And he's just coming back, and he's just going to be here for the next 3 days. And so I got up, and it was actually the man. And he was texting Jack, because we finally got Jack his own phone, which he was not appreciative of at all. You know, sometimes I think military school is such a fine option that we need to explore a little more thoroughly. Anyway, so, but I came in. I was like, let's go, you know. It's like in some ways not my finest hour. Certainly my control freak side came out and all of that. So later I just kind of pretended like I was sort of, you know, sleepwalking. You know, so when the man and I talked about it, it's like, oh yeah, did I get up and say something? I kind of forgot. Really? I think I must have been dreaming. Just like I was when I did Quilt Diary Day 2, apparently. So has it been nice to have a Jack-free house? Well, the interesting thing is up until the day before the Washington trip, Jack had actually been fairly cheerful for Jack for a string of days. I think he was excited about the trip. But for some reason, the day before, I think because I made him, when I picked him up from school, made him go to the band room and get his trombone because he got a 2 in effort for band. Because why? Not taking home his instrument on the weekends. So from that point on, he was all kind of with me. So anyway, so, you know, I have to say the mornings have been nice. Will and I have slept in a little bit, and Will's very easy to get up, and I just pop him over to school, and it's like, wow, that's easy. So, but I'm hoping Jack's having a good time. He's communicating with us a little bit. He opted to go to the Holocaust Museum, which I think he did today. They went to the White House this morning, and I think this afternoon different groups were going different places, and he opted to go to the Holocaust Museum. So I talked to him a little bit about it. Just have you read about the Holocaust at all? Do you know what you're getting into? And he seemed okay. So we'll see. It'll be interesting if he actually discusses with us anything that occurred during the trip. It'll be interesting to hear about what kind of time he had. What else to tell you? I think that's it for personal news. I'm sure I'm very revealing in the Quilt Diaries, as always, i.e. rambly. I'm not that rambly. I mostly talk about quilting again. Two for two. Did that last week as well. I want to say thank you to everyone who took time to comment on last week's episode, the episode about the sawtooth star quilt and the pillows that I made. Thank you so much. I heard from Shelley Beth, from Tammy, who is also a stick lover. There's a lot more of us out there than you might think. Heard from Jay and Heather. Heard from Margaret, Kelly the Fifth, Sarah. Heard from Kim T, from Liz. Heard from Tori, and I think this is the first time I heard from Tori. She used to live in this area, went to Duke, has a daughter at NC State, and she said that she would be happy to live in the Triangle. And Tori, we would be happy to have you here. Heard from Sue, from Carolyn, heard from Kelly the Fifth, and Tori and Jay again. They just sort of started having a conversation of their own, which was great and fun. I think you should talk amongst yourself. I'm very happy to read any comments, no matter who they're directed at. It was kind of really cool. Lots of good suggestions flying back and forth. Heard from Jay directed to me about, kind of chiding me a bit for not having my color tool in hand at all times. And Jay, I actually talked about that some in Quilt Diary Day 2. And then I also heard from Robin, who loves my pillows. Thank you, Robin, and does not mind my ramblings. Double thank you. Robin, you have come to the right podcast. Thank you, everybody, again. I love hearing from you. Leave comments. Tell me what you think. I will try to have some good pictures up on the WordPress site. I'm going to take a picture of the quilting that I've done on the Sawtooth Star quilt. And this is kind of crazy. I'm going to actually try, before I post tonight, to make one of my red and white stars for the new quilt. It's going up in the hallway and the staircase. Just to have a picture. I feel like I owe you pictures. It's nice to have pictures. I know. So I'm going to try to do that. And I also did get the new block of the month from Grandma's Attic. I haven't gotten started on that. And I want to do that. That should be fun. I haven't even really looked at it. My mom got hers too. She's probably got hers done this weekend. It's all going to happen. It's all going to happen. And what's going to happen next? Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Sunday, February 12th. And it is very cold indeed. It really is. It's sunny. It's a beautiful day, but it's windy and it's chilly. I went to church by myself, which actually I don't mind. And Will had a sleepover last night, so that was the excuse for everyone else not going. But I went. But I wore my long johns, my silk long johns, and I wrapped a scarf around my head. I felt very Jackie O going into church, very cold, staying in the rest of the day, not even thinking about going to the gym. We need to build a fire. The man is resting today. He worked really hard yesterday and was thinking about doing some early spring gardening and went out for about 5 minutes and then decided maybe another time. It's really not even early spring yet, so I think we're good. I am quilting my Sawtooth Star quilt. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out the quilting pattern. This is still I don't know if I want to say it's the hardest part of the process. In some ways it is, because I feel the least experienced in picking out quilt designs. And I went to Leah Day's site, her free motion quilting site, which is incredibly useful. She has so many different quilting patterns, and each pattern comes with a YouTube video of how to do it. And I ended up not using one of hers. I'm doing a spiral, so I'm sure she's got spiral videos on there. This one I'm thinking of as an S spiral. I do a spiral and then let's say a bottom of an S, and then circle around to do the top of the S, trying to
kind of move up and then down, and I drew it many, many times to figure out how to do it. That's the interesting thing. I thought, well, I'll just do a spiral. I like doing sort of curvy shape quilting. Almost all my quilts. I can't think of quilts as not angular and pointy and straight line. So I guess for right now, all my quilting patterns will be curvy just to set that. I don't even know if you have to do that. If you have an angular pattern, do you have to do curves? I don't think you do. But it's fun, and I enjoy it. And, I decided on spirals. I was actually inspired by one of the fabrics in the quilt, which has almost like pentagon-type spirals. So the spirals are a little bit angular, but the corners are soft. And so I started messing around with that. But the trick with free motion quilting is, how do you keep going? You don't want to have to stop after every little doodad you quilt. You know, you want to be able to move on. And so I really went through a lot of paper finding that pattern. So I'm really quite proud of myself at this point. But it looks good. So I started. And the other thing I had was a thread thing. So I went to Joann's and, hold on, I'm going to get my thread so I can actually name names here. So I went to Joann's, and Joann sells Gutermann, which I have in my head is a good thread. Maybe it's just because it's German sounding, but I feel like someone has recommended that as a thread. And the shade I got is, I don't know what the official, it doesn't say, color 560. It is kind of a rust. It's very pretty. It's a very rich color. And I liked it. Now, this is polyester. And usually I use cotton thread, but I thought, well, polyester, I'll give it a try. And I seem to recall from my heirloom machine quilting book by Harriet. The name's not coming to me. By Harriet. That she does not back away from polyester thread. So I thought, well, I'll get that. And it's good. And it's right here. And Joann's is not very far from my house. Certainly closer than Thimble Pleasures. So if I run out, it's easy enough to go back. But then yesterday, I went to Thimble Pleasures to get more fabric for the binding and something else. Fabric for the some more for my pillows that I'm working on. And then I got some white fabric for the points for my red and white quilt, which I've not even started on. And I kind of lost my courage on the Gutermann, so I bought a couple Mettlers. Very similar colors. I'm actually holding, I've got them both in front of me. And the Gutermann is a rust with a slightly richer, slightly redder. And the Mettler is a little browner. Well, today when I sat down, I thought, you know, I'm going to try the Gutermann. I'm not going to be afraid of it. And so far it's working very nicely. The quilting is going very nicely. I just feel like I'm a cheerleader for free motion quilting, which I understand if you've not done it, it's a little scary to think about because you've put so much time into that quilt. And then you're going to ruin it by quilting it yourself. And I know that we have many at least two. I say many, but I think I know a couple people who listen to the podcast who are long armers, and that's how they make their living. So as always, I apologize. I'm not trying to take business away from my long arm friends, but my long arm friends. That sounds good. That sounds like a song. But it's very fun, free motion quilting. And you can just do what I did, which is I made a quilt last year specifically for free motion quilting it, and I pretty much pebbled it, and it was so fun. So I'm still, I think, very much a beginner quilter, machine quilter, but it, I don't know what it is. Even just watching, if you go to Leah Day's site, which is such a resource. I have to, big shout out to Leah Day because all that stuff is free. I mean, she does sell a machine quilting sort of learner's kit, and, I'm sure I hope she's making some money off the site because it's an amazing resource for anyone interested in machine quilting. She's really done us all a great service. But I love watching her videos. There is something incredibly satisfying about watching someone sew. I know that's so strange, but especially doing, I don't think sewing straight lines actually would be that satisfying. But the free motion quilting is, because she's creating patterns and circling around, and it's a kind of music in a way. It's just lovely. So I just you know, I just want to advocate. Give it a try. If you're thinking about it, try it because it's really fun. I haven't found a stick yet, and today's much too cold to look for sticks. I've gotten some nice comments on the last episode and a lot of stick love. And I promise if I find a stick, if that's what I end up doing, I will definitely have a picture for you. I really do like that idea. We'll see if it works. Let's see if I have anything else to say. No, I think I'm just working on quilting. This is going fairly quickly, although speed is not of the essence, but it's just fun to do. I have, what is it? Ooh, I've got to get Jack to take a shower. He's got youth group tonight. So I don't know how much time, but I have not a too busy week coming up. So I'm sure I will get it done and then get the binding on. Yay, this quilt has just come together very happily for me. I'm very happy with it and how it looks. I don't know if I have anything else to tell you. No, still got the hexagon quilt on the design wall, and it's begging. It's like, please, please, sew me. Piece me together, please. I have not done anything wrong except be slightly cool in my tones. I know, it's not your fault, honey. I'll get to you. All right, well, that's it for now. I will be back. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Monday, February 13th. It's late. It's like 10:30. And I've, for the last 30 minutes, I've been trying to settle down to read, and I'm just not doing it. I keep finding other things to do. And one of the things I found was comments. I went to the blog, the WordPress blog, and found many nice comments. Thank you. I've gotten a lot of really cool comments this week, and I appreciate it. But one of the comments, actually several of the comments, were from Jay, Art Quilt Maker Jay. And she was responding to my bright green star, which I ripped out. And she said, now, when are you going to, haven't I taught you anything? Well, you have to always have your color tool with you. And you need to go everywhere with your color tool in hand. Now, I actually do usually take it with me to the quilt store. And it's very, very helpful. And it's been helpful in the Sawtooth Star Quilt in terms of seeing contrast using the red and green films at the back of the color tool. But here's the thing. This is why I wanted to respond, because this is what interests me. All the colors in that Sawtooth Star come from a fabric pack, flat quarter pack. Yeah, I guess like 10 fat quarters. So from Keepsake Quilting, it's called Sunset Batiks. And one thing about using, you know, layer cakes and fabric kits, what do you call them? I don't know. But one of the things about using them is you assume that all of the colors, as we say, play well together. And that's why I didn't get out the handy-dandy fabric tool, because I just assumed that the folks at Keepsake Quilting had done that work for me. Now, there's certainly plenty of colors. It's an odd choice, that green. Maybe they just had extra, and so they threw it in. But the other colors are fairly muted tones. It's a very autumn-esque looking quilt. And this green is quite out of place. And, you know, it's when I think I talked about it way back around Christmas time when I got the because I got this fabric set. Why can't I think of what to call it? Because it's not a jelly roll. You know, it's not a layer cake. It's a fat quarter collection. When I got that collection, I mentioned that there was a color I really did not like in this really bright green, but that I would try to use it and be open to it, embrace it, if at all possible. But I assumed it was embraceable because it came as part of this collection of fabrics. And, you know, it didn't work in this quilt. It really didn't. And I appreciate, by the way, I've got many comments sort of supporting that decision and looking at the earlier post when I posted, like, I had 5 stars and one of them was the bright green. And people looked at it and said, yeah, that's not working. You know, that just in retrospect, no one said that at the time. But once I came out and said, you know what, I took it out, several people have commented, yeah, that was the right decision. So I appreciate that support. I feel it's the right decision as well. But that's the thing. Maybe we shouldn't be so quick to accept that when we get a jelly roll or a fat quarter collection, that the fabrics actually work all that well together. This is the first time that's ever happened to me, though. And I've used plenty of I've used one layer cake. But, you know, definitely some jelly rolls. And this is the first time I've had a fabric where she's like, no, 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 no. So interesting, food for thought. But I've learned my lesson, Jay, to always have my color tool in hand. whenever, wherever, whatever. Let this be a lesson to us all. More later. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. I didn't do so well with the diaries this week. It's Thursday, February 16th, which means Valentine's Day was a couple days ago. I hope you had a good one. The man and I went out to lunch. We had barbecue at Allen and Sons, which is in Chapel Hill. It's really kind of going out of Chapel Hill, getting into Orange County. It's not very far from where we live in Durham, and it is the best barbecue in the world. So if you're ever in this area, Highway 86, going out of Chapel Hill toward Hillsboro, try it out. It was great. We've decided that's going to be our Valentine's Day tradition, is having barbecue at Allen and Sons. It's very romantic. Yes. Do my children give me Valentine's? No, of course not. No, because they're really louts in their way. But Jack didn't get Valentine's because he's in seventh grade. Maybe if he did, he didn't share them with us. Will, of course, as a third grader, got lots. It's a rainy, rainy day here in Durham, North Carolina. And I have done some sewing. I just finished quilting the center part, the main quilt top for the sawtooth stars. I haven't done the borders. I'm not quite sure if I'm just going to do the same pattern for the borders or do something slightly different. It won't take very long, though, and so I should have the quilt bound, I would hope, by this weekend. We shall see. Don't have much going on. Will's got a basketball game. His team is in the tournament. They won their first tournament game against a really bad team. Oh dear, my friend Sarah is here. Gavin and Will went outside. It's raining, but I thought it was just kind of misting raining. And then I opened the door just to check on them, and it was pouring rain. And I don't actually care, but I called Sarah, said, you might want to bring a towel or something. And she was like really kind of upset about it, which is weird to me because I don't find it wet children that upsetting. But anyway, she's just pulled in, so I have to go deal with her, and then I will come back. I don't mean deal with her in a negative way. I'm not going to, slap her upside the head or anything. Get over it. Your kid's wet. Oh, see, doorbell. Just got to go say hi. Get rid of Gavin. Okay, more in a minute. Okay, they're gone. Sarah wasn't happy, but c'est la vie. I don't know. Playing in the rain, it's silly, but I remember doing it. It's a little chilly. It's about 58 degrees, but not terrible. Oh, well, I won't let it happen again. I can't remember what I was talking about. I think I mentioned just what I'm doing this weekend. Will has a basketball game. It's a tournament. This will be the second round. They won the first round. They played the worst team in the world. Will's team they're kind of a middle seed, and they're not bad. They're defensively a very good team. They don't make enough of their shots, so that's a problem. Will doesn't shoot much. He's by far the smallest and youngest on the team. He's made a few shots. He played point guard a couple weeks ago and did very well. He's good. He's good. He just has to get bigger. Anyway, that's about the only thing on the docket for the weekend. So I hope I will have time to do some quilting, get my block of the month done, get sawtooth stars done and up. I haven't found a stick yet. I've got my eye peeled. I'm looking for one. But I did feel productive today because I felt like, I need to have some pictures to put up, which I hope I will. I think after I stop talking, I'm going to put together one of my star blocks and see how that turns out. Once again, this is lean over here. I've got the book out, Dancing Stars from... It is More Layer Cake, Jelly Roll, and Charm Quilts by Pam and Nikki Lintott, the Lintott gals. And as always, reading the directions, what are they talking about? I don't know. I mean, I have to be really careful because I'm not great at reading directions. And so sometimes I might blame the text when it's really my brain I should be blaming. So, but I think one of the, for instance, in the very first step of the instructions, sorting the fabric star points, and I couldn't figure out what they were talking about, and I think an illustration might have come in quite handy, but they didn't, and so I had to keep reading it until I could finally visualize what they meant, and I've had that before with the Lintott gals. What else to tell you? Reading a very interesting book called The Last American Folk Hero by Andrew Dietz. It is nonfiction. It, I think, was published in 2006, and it's essentially about folk art, and particularly outsider or visionary folk art by Southern artists, and a collector whose name is Bill Arnett, who started collecting pieces by various artists like Thornton Dial, in the 90s. Maybe it started in the 80s, I guess. And I remember I was in college then in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And, I certainly remember I tended to hang out with artsy-fartsy types. And, like, everyone knew who Howard Finster was, and partly because Howard Finster did a couple album covers, one for the Talking Heads and one for R.E.M. But this is Reverend Howard Finster of Athens, Georgia, who was a painter who was painting one day and got on the end of one of his fingers there was a blotch of white paint, and all of a sudden a face appeared in it and told him to paint sacred art. So that's what he started to do, and he's a very brilliant painter, a little odd person, and he had this garden called Paradise Gardens, and I knew a bunch of people who would sort of make the pilgrimage to Paradise Gardens to see Reverend Finster's art, and they were art lovers, not particularly religious people, but they wanted to see what he was up to. So I remember sort of when there started to be kind of a fuss about outsider art and visionary folk art. So this book, essentially, I'm about 80 pages into it. It's very interesting. I love nonfiction that reads like a really long, good New Yorker article or New York Times Magazine article, and this is one of them. And I think what we're going to get to. So I'm just at the part where Bill Arnett has started to collect these artists, and he's driving all through the South and going into the backwoods and finding pieces. And I think where the book is going is, I think he's essentially, the question of, was he exploiting these artists, and is this art really art? And, you know, there's a lot of questions about that. Last year, about this time, I went to an art show over in Chapel Hill, and it was a folk art show, and it was really, really interesting because it was sort of this funky outsider, primitive type art, and some of it is quite amazing. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, with the I don't know if it was a judge or a congressman who said about pornography, I don't know what it is. I know what it is when I see it. I can't define it, but I know what it is. And I feel that way with some kinds of art, where, you know, you can look at pieces and just go, I don't think this is really art. This just seems, you know, someone tried, you know, thought, I know, I'll just, I'm from, I don't know, Monroe, North Carolina, and I'm going to paint something on a board and call it art. And you can, it just seems fakey and not real. And there was a lot of that at this show, but there was also a lot of amazing, primitive and wild and visionary. It was visionary. I think the people making it were having visions. Probably at all sorts of inopportune times, but it was there was a show, but vendors came and all kinds of people were there. Anyway, so I'm finding this very interesting. There is a lot of folk art that I really like very much and think is very powerful. A lot of fake stuff too. So that's my story for right now. I need to go and make my introductions and thank everyone for commenting, because I got a lot of good comments this week. But that's neither here nor there. Still don't have a tagline. Someone send me one. It sounds like I just listened to Sandy today over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. She's looking for someone to write her an intro. I need an exit line. So come on, everybody. Let's get working. Don't forget, next weekend is the quilt show, the Mid-Atlantic Quilt Show, and wherever that is in Virginia, near Williamsburg. I want to say Hampshire, and that's not right. Hampton. And it does sound like a number of people are going to be there. Pam from Hip to Be Square, AJ from Quilting Pot, me, Tanisha, Crafty Garden Mom, and Sandy, Quilting for the Rest of Us, and also people who are part of this community, don't necessarily podcast, but are part of the community nonetheless. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. So come if you can, and if not, just try to be there in spirit. Okay, make some time to quilt. It's fun. See you soon. Bye.